नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं वासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 86। अर्जुन किडनैप्स सुभद्रा। टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। ताम परम समनुध्यायन् अंतरम प्रेप्सुर अर्जुन न लेभेशम ब्रह्मचित्ता कामे नाति बलीयसा। ताम परम समनुध्यायन् अंतरम प्रेप्सुर अर्जुन न लेभेशम ब्रह्मचित्त कामे नाति बलीयसा। ताम परम समनुध्यायन् अंतरम प्रेप्सुर अर्जुन न लेभेशम ब्रह्मचित्ता कामे नाति बलीयसा। Tam on her, Param only, Samanudhyayan meditating, Antaram the right opportunity, Prepsu waiting to obtain, Arjunaha Arjun na lebhe could not experience, sham peace, brahmat wavering चित्तः हिज हार्ट कामेना ड्यू टू लस्ट अति बलि यसा मोस्ट स्ट्रांग Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: Meditating only on her and waiting for the opportunity to take her away, Arjun had no peace. His heart trembled with passionate desire. Purport. Even while being honored by Lord Balaram, Arjun was too distracted to appreciate the Lord's gracious hospitality. Arjuna's distraction and Lord Balaram's failure to recognize Arjun in his disguise were both arrangements of the Supreme Lord to enjoy his transcendental pastimes. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena तस्मै श्री गुर्वे नमः नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम So we welcome everyone and also seek blessings of everyone before attempting to speak something. So here we have this wonderful pastime. Arjuna kidnaps Subhadra. Let us look at the translation again. Meditating only on her, that means Subhadra, waiting for the opportunity to take Subhadra away, Arjuna had no peace. His heart trembled with passionate desire. In the Sanskrit it is mentioned, Kamen Ati Baliyasa, most strong due to lust. So here we study this pastime of Arjuna kidnapping Subhadra. Apparently a whole very dramatically performed pastime. I'm not sure what was spoken in last 5 days we started this chapter, something like that. I was not here. But definitely we see from this pastime that it appears one of the mundane stories happening where a hero is kidnapping the heroine and some kind of drama is taking place. And it might be very bewildering that why this thing is happening. Especially Arjun. The word is Kamena Ati Baliyasa. He has come under the sway of lust. Especially when he is dressed like a saintly, a sannyasi, a sadhu who is getting all the hospitality at the house of Lord Balaram. And suddenly he manifests this unique characteristics, a different whole characteristic of kidnapping the sister of the host. Although he has come like a saint, getting all the hospitality. So anybody reading from an external perspective will not be able to understand this pastime, or will may take it to be a mundane story. In fact, many times people come up with this question that why all of you are performing this tapasya, four regulative principles, or the art, this you talk about celibacy principles. When Krishna had so many gopis, why don't you also keep some gopis? Some people come up with this kind of arguments also. And when we read about Arjuna and Subhadra, they say, why don't you all also get involved in such pastimes of kidnapping and having, because we learn from our heroes, and our heroes are heroes of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore such pastimes are coming in the at the end, in the 10th canto, after describing the whole Bhagavatam, for somebody who has understood that what is the nature of these devotees and what is the nature of Supreme Lord who is indulging in these pastimes. It takes some qualification to understand these pastimes from the right perspective. Because people do, I have encountered some people do saying very clearly that if Krishna engages in rasa dance, why don't all of you also engage in rasa dance? Why you are speaking so much against dandiya rasa, etc., etc., etc.? Because it takes some qualification. One of the pastime I was reading and I liked it so much, I repeated quite a few times. Srila Prabhupada, when he was in New Delhi, and he was, this pastime shows that how Srila Prabhupada sets a qualification to enter into the spiritual subject matters. Where he is giving a whole discourse in Delhi in a big pandal program where thousands and thousands of people are assembled. And during giving this pastime, this discourse, he is basically speaking the importance of Bhagavad Gita and in what mood Bhagavad Gita should be received. So when he speaks in what mood Gita should be received, he's quite emphatic and repeated and very, very clear and making the point go through the audience that unless one has a submissive mood, one cannot understand the philosophy of Gita. Picking up from this point, Arjuna was too distracted. Now when we see Arjuna was so distracted people like, oh, Arjuna was distracted, we are also distracted. They relate to this. But Prabhupada's point is, one who is too distracted by material energy cannot understand Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or these pastimes. Because he sees everything from his own perspective. So Srila Prabhupada is giving this big pandal program and thousands of people are there and he is making this point, and suddenly a hippie who is dressed absolutely awkward style, he walks right up to the stage and Prabhupada calls him, and these thousands of people are there. He tells him, come, take a seat. And he tells his disciples, give him a mic. And the disciples are bewildered. Why is offering a mic to a hippie in front of, which is kind of a, for Prabhupada is making a great impact on an Indian audience, first time in India with 40-50 American disciples. So why to create a whole scene out here? And he brings out this hippie, gives him mic, gives him a asan, and tells, come on, you want to say something? He said, are you self-realized? Have you seen God? Srila Prabhupada says, yes, I am self-realized. And then he was not ready for that answer. He was not expecting some answer like that, where Srila Prabhupada so boldly will admit. Or something, have you seen God? Or something to that extent, he asks. Prabhupada admits. Then he says, okay, another question. Another question is, you are saying Gita was spoken 5,000 years ago. But scholars are telling it was spoken 1,500 years ago. What is the truth? Srila Prabhupada said, before you answer, I answer your question, first you answer my question. What is the right attitude in which Bhagavad Gita should be received? He said, first you answer my question. Swamiji said, no, first you answer my question. And a whole kind of fight and started on the stage in front of thousands of people who have come to see a Swami who has come after conquering the whole world with Americans and European disciples. Like Prabhupada didn't like to say foreigner disciples. At one place somebody printed foreigner disciples have come with Swamiji. Prabhupada said, this is nonsense. Write down Americans and Europeans. That will make more impact on the audience. So here Srila Prabhupada has come to make impact by saying Americans and Europeans, and now he's spoiling the whole impression by creating such a bit angry scene on the stage with this hippie, by personally calling him on the stage and giving him the mic. So all the disciples are bewildered, all the donors are bewildered, the crowd divides into half, half the crowd leaves the audience, and there is a big commotion there. Your Swamiji got angry, what is this? The donors are telling the disciples, the life members are upset, spoiled the whole impression out there. And disciples are also bewildered. Giriraj Maharaj is there, and so many disciples. Yadubar Prabhu is there. All these disciples are wondering why, and who is Tejas Prabhu is there. They are all questioning among each other. And later on, after the whole fight, this hippie walks down and Srila Prabhupada explains to his disciple. Just see, they don't understand the right mood in which Gita should be received. First, they have to become submissive. And the disciples understand, just to create a whole scene, the whole experience, the whole experience of what is submissive learning, he created a whole scene out there to give them the experience. Till there is subordination, till the person is distracted, you can't, Prabhupada wanted to make this, that you can't enter this subject matter, somebody who is too distracted. How will they understand? We went to somebody's house, I hope the devotee is not here. Anyway, even if he's here, we went to this house and he invited us for a program, Ganesh Chaturthi festival. And he told, come and do kirtan. So we said, fine, we are going around. Simru Prabhu was there with us. And we went to that family and this big family, I mean, Ganeshji's big deity is there in the form of Krishna holding a flute. And he was very excited. He said, because my parents wanted to call Ganeshji and I wanted to call Krishna. So we had a like pact. Okay, we will have Ganeshji in the form of Krishna. I said, very good. So I was also excited. Threefold bending form with a flute, with a bluish complexion. He was standing there. And he said, we'll cook a feast for you. I said, fine, okay, no problem. We were like around 15-20 devotees were there. And we went there at the entry. There was a big dog sitting there to enter. And he was barking and the owner said, do not worry, it's a friendly bark. I said, how do you know? He said, you see the wagging of the tail? That shows the dog is telling Hari Bol to you. I said, very good. So he welcomed. And then, now imagine what I am saying is the person, Sri Prabhupada or Shukadev Goswami, or I think this is the Sringi in Srimad Bhagavatam we were reading yesterday in GV or day before. Sringi is cursing Maharaj Parikshit. Now see, some of these phenomena of Bhagavatam are very difficult to be explained to the distracted audience in the current age. Or a complete different cultural shift is there. I would say better word is cultural shift, completely. Now, Sringi is telling, you Parikshit, you dare to enter Shamik Rishi's hermitage and expect hospitality. How dare those who are mere watchdogs desire to dine with the masters? Some statement like that. So I was thinking, I mean, by reading Bhagavatam, it's very clear, and Prabhupada writes, we do offer respect to dogs and animals and everything, but they are supposed to be kept outside. Dogs are not supposed to dine with the master. So that is the culture this is talking about. But imagine somebody in the current society is reading that, with whom dogs are the more priority than any other family members, who loves dog as the main deity of the house. Dog is the main god for that person. So in such a case, that person will not be able to accept this statement of Bhagavatam, that why you are doing this discrimination. So forget about the conversation of Shukadev Parikshit, the Bhagavatam will end at that point only. How dare you say something against dogs? Watch dogs dine with the master. The conversation, the whole Bhagavatam goes off the track and something else comes up. Why did you mistreat our dog? So we went to this house and the dog was... And this devotee is very nice, wonderful gentleman. Even if he hears the whole story, he will just laugh at it, you know. This dog was sitting and he introduces to us. You know who is this dog? I said, oh, his father is a great soul. I said, what? Father is a great soul? He said, his father is working as the main sniffer dog of a big hotel. That's how he's introducing. And this dog is sitting in the center and all the family is around the dog, kissing the dog, embracing the dog. And then I was thinking, with the same people have cooked also. This dog has gone to kitchen many times. And now they are going to offer that whole feast to us. So I'm not sure, is Ganeshji's Mahaprasad or dog's Mahaprasad? And the dog was sitting next to Ganesh. And Ganeshji had all the plates of modak. And dog was sniffing the modaks again and again. Smelling. So I was thinking, now when you speak Srimad Bhagavatam and principles like a watchdog should not dine with the master, that principle only doesn't enter. Forget about the talking about Kshatriya's duties and what is Parikshit should be respected and how Bhagavatam, that doesn't enter. The conversation ends there only. So Srila Prabhupada says, still somebody is very highly qualified. Not that we don't offer, like, somebody came from Vrindavan, they were saying, in Vrindavan this is a common culture, four living entities are offered respects. When you cook something, you have roti, something, then you offer that roti to a dog, to a pig. These are Vrindavan common residents. Monkey and cow, of course cow, first foremost. Cow, monkey, dog and pig. Or maybe they added, instead of, I don't know, dog or crows or some birds, they said, this is given, so respect is given. But now the culture is different. So therefore the whole culture in which Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken, and Srila Prabhupada is introducing this point of subordination and submissiveness. So somebody who is tainted with kame nati baliyasa, with lust, who doesn't have the subordination, the service attitude, the submissive, freedom from this lust, cannot understand these principles. But the next question comes, talking about qualification, but the next question comes, while such kind of pastimes are enacted, after all, kidnapping, Krishna also kidnaps, Arjuna also kidnaps, the whole kidnapping is going everywhere, so naturally people are going to follow kidnapping only. Now that is the kind of main exciting element in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is something which attracts the mind of conditioned soul. That is something exciting. Because on one side we hear Bhagavad Gita, and there are a lot of verses. It starts in the beginning, yatato hi api kaunteya purushasya vipaschita. What is the next? Indriyani pramathini haranti prasabhamman. The senses are so strong and impetuous. Here Arjun is going as a sannyasi and getting bewildered, apparently. So here somebody going in a saintly order and getting bewildered by seeing Subhadra and wants to kidnap Subhadra. So somebody said, just see, he only does not know Gita's principle. Therefore Gita was taught to him later on. Understand what Gita is speaking. Senses are so strong and impetuous. Purushasya vipaschita, even a man of discrimination, somebody who knows a knowledge, who has studied properly all the shastras, who knows the danger of senses with sense objects, who knows the monkey-like nature of the mind jumping from one sense object to another sense object. Yatato hi api kaunteya. Yatato, even while endeavoring, he is endeavoring to control. Indriyani pramathini, pramathini, indriyani, senses are so strong and impetuous, they steal away the mind even of man of discrimination. Haranti prasabham, by force they take away. That is like from a mundane perspective if you see, but that's not the perspective. Arjun is kidnapping Subhadra, going at it. Arjun is not one of those whose senses have bewildered him. And we know plenty of stories. I mean, Arjuna's sense control. I'm not sure if this story was discussed last 5 days. But you see, in this regard, if somebody may say Arjuna was not sense control, he got bewildered. Kamin ati baliyasa. But while seeing at an incident, we have to see from the past, from the future. What the overall life of Arjun? Any incident we see, we have to see from the past, from the future. We have a whole story of how Arjun, same Arjun who goes to the heavens and Urvashi meets Urvashi. And there we see, the same Arjun is not even a little bit bewildered by the best of the Apsaras, who were born from the Nar Narayan Rishi, who were none other than Krishna and Arjun. That person who doesn't get bewildered, that Apsara who doesn't bewilder Arjun, who is so sense controlled, now apparently is exhibiting this kidnapping pastime and getting Subhadra. Get bewildered. Kamin ati baliyasa. So one may say that this is because of the power of senses, but this is not because of the power of senses. Another story we were reading the other day about Parikshit Maharaj. Now Parikshit Maharaj falling trap to the power of thirst and getting all angry and agitated about it. So one may say, great soul is supposed to be tolerant, not provoked by, what is that, not greatness of a person, what is that, estimated by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. Look at this, he got provoked. But then Acharya clarified, look at his past. What was his past? Here this man was not even burned by the heat, the glaring heat which could destroy the whole universe that Brahmastra could not destroy. And just a moment later, he took a vow to fast until death. So how can we say this person came under the influence of thirst? So that is ruled out, of course. By seeing the overall life, we see he is not. This is some divine will exhibiting there. In fact, one of the nice statements I marked, this is a beautiful statement Prabhupada writes, about divine will acting in Parikshit's life. He says, Parikshit was a great devotee. He could not be fatigued or made thirsty or come under these forces. Like here, say Arjuna coming under the forces. Parikshit could not come under the forces. But by the desire of the Lord, some of the beautiful lines Srila Prabhupada says, but by the desire of the Lord, even such a devotee who is enlightened, sense-controlled, great soul, since childhood has seen the Lord, even such a devotee can become apparently fatigued and thirsty just to create a situation favorable for his renunciation. Now when some mistake like that is done, how do we know? Another purpose says, how do we know this is the will of the Lord? From the effect. Effect was favorable association of Shukdev Goswami. So that shows, oh, this is the will of the Lord. And then Prabhupada says, the devotee can understand by the signal of the Lord, but others take it to be unfavorable and frustrating. Now here, Parikshit Maharaj apparently unfavorable and frustrating. Why should he fall down to thirst? Others may think like that. Would devotee take it as the will of the Lord? No, what is the will of the Lord? Here Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, Arjuna kidnapping Subhadra. Some points mention on that. He says, Arjuna's distraction and Lord Balaram's failure to recognize Arjuna in his disguise were arrangements of the Supreme Lord to enjoy transcendental pastimes. So after discussing the qualification, what we are discussing right now, why Arjuna is getting bewildered, why this is happening. So Prabhupada writes, the disciples are quoting from Acharyas, arrangement of the Supreme Lord. Acharya says, this was a special Leela Shakti of the Lord which was bewildering and making Arjuna getting distracted from Balaramji's hospitality. Now as we know, I think in the previous one or the incoming, it is mentioned that Balaramji actually wanted to marry Subhadra to Duryodhan. Now one may say, why Balaramji? Vasudev doesn't want to marry Subhadra, Krishna doesn't want that, Subhadra herself doesn't want to marry, and he makes decision. So then Acharyas explain another beautiful thing. Balaramji specifically desired to marry Subhadra to Duryodhan to create special exciting effects in Krishna's pastime. Just to create some special adventure for Krishna. Otherwise, what's the adventure? Krishna will have another Leela to perform. So Balaramji has desired to create that intervention. Let me make a whole plan to marry to Duryodhan, then Krishna will arrange a whole Leela, Arjun will come and this. That's Balaram. Leela Shakti. Krishna does so many things, Balaramji also so many times behave just to create excitement. Why excitement is important? Huh? On this. One thing which is mentioned, when Lord comes to planet Earth, he naturally wants to behave just like an ordinary human. That is what creates excitement. Some more examples we were discussing the other day, 3 days back. Lord Krishna behaves as ordinary human. Many examples. We were discussing the pastime of Satraji, Satadhanva and who was that? Samantakmani. And there when Satraji is killed, that time Satyabhama starts crying and she's, all the Satraji is an offender to Krishna, but still she goes to provokes anger of Krishna, and then Krishna hears and Krishna starts lamenting. Before that Krishna is sitting in Hastinapur. And why is he sitting in Hastinapur? Because Pandavas are all under the influence of sorry, they have been burnt apparently in the house of Lak, and all the Kauravas are lamenting, Bhishma is lamenting, Vidura, and Krishna is gone there to console them, to sympathize with them. Oh no, Pandavas died, so sad, he's crying, Balram is crying. The whole crying scene, they know everything, acting like human. And when they are acting like human, suddenly Satyabhama comes and she informs that, look what happened, my father died. And that time, Krishna starts lamenting all the more. Really? He gets angry. We will not leave. We will leave, kill Satadhanava. He acts like human. Then he comes running and knowing everything, what has happened, where is the jewel, how the whole thing has been, conspiracy has been done. He goes into the forest and kills Satadhanava. And the moment is described that he goes to kill Satadhanava. And that time, when they are running, and Satadhanava falls from the horse, and he is running, and Krishna is running. At one time, Krishna goes ahead, and Balramji is left behind. And Krishna goes and immediately kills him. And then after that, he acts like searching his pocket, searching his dress, where the jewel is. And he acts as if, oh no, his jewel is not there. We killed him, but jewel is not there. And it is written that he fools Balramji. There's so many pastimes, right? We hear about Agasur being killed. And that time, when all the boys have entered the mouth, Krishna is... One should see that photo, you know, Krishna. All the boys have entered. Creating a human element there. Why should he create a human element? Because that is what creates the whole ecstasy. That is what creates excitement. Now here, Balramji is creating an excitement of the whole Leela. Why? You see, when you go at some place, you want to behave like that thing to create excitement. Imagine, we go for tourism, let's say. We go for a picnic. You go to Kashmir. And when you go to Kashmir, I mean, devotees may not do like that, but I have seen outside people, you know, they want to dress like that, they want to click photographs like that, maybe you go to Punjab. And you went to Punjab, and you know Punjab is, you go to Punjab and if you do not eat chole bhature, you know, अरे आप पंजाब में आए, आई डोंट नो हाउ टू से इन पंजाबी, आप पंजाब में आए और छोले भटूरे नहीं खाए, सो व्हाट द बिग डील अबाउट इट, बट द होल थिंग यू नो, आपने लस्सी नहीं पिया पंजाब का, एंड देन यू गो देयर, यू डू नॉट पार्टिसिपेट इन द भांगड़ा डांस ऑफ पंजाब, सो यू गो देयर, दैट क्रिएट एक्साइटमेंट, यू गो टू राजस्थान, यू नो, and let's say, and they have this whole style of putting मारवाड़ी पगड़ी and the मारवाड़ी ड्रेस and the cultural things of those places. And they have a whole style. You went to Marwad and you did not eat their, what are the foods there? Bati and rotla and hogara and I don't know what all they feed you. You did not enjoy that. So you go to some place, you become of that culture. But not only that, story doesn't end there. What happens next? Then you, I have seen people, I mean, I don't know, in childhood we used to go, sometimes we went to Kashmir or some place, and we used to click photographs. Why photographs? And now, I mean, those days, we didn't have, everybody didn't have camera. Having a camera, clicking photograph was something special, you know. So, you go to Kashmir and you see everybody who goes to Kashmir, they will have this Kashmir dress and Kashmir cap and they will have click photographs on different valleys. And you go to Ganga and you will, if you go to Rishikesh, you will have, you know, everybody standing in Ganga, taking bath in the dress, clicking photographs. And then afterwards you come to relatives and show, see, this is what happened, something exciting. How we behave in that culture. And people love to see that. Something which they can relate to. Even now when we go, if we just go and see, oh, I went there and chanted 16 rounds. They can't relate. I mean, yeah, you could have chanted here also. But something you did like their culture. I was just thinking, Krishna comes here and acts just like a human. And that creates excitement. And those photographs are clicked and presented in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we read that. But then they are not just photographs of going to Kashmir or Punjab or, you know, South India or Rajasthan or Gujarat. Another place, Parikshit Suta Goswami, Shaunakadi Rishi, they are having conversation. Where Shaunakadi Rishi is asking question, why did Parikshit Maharaj, why did he just, punish Kali and not kill Kali? But then he adds something which makes it important, why a certain description is important. He says, please tell us only if they relate to the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Then you tell us the story. So Krishna also,
his past tense to make it very attractive, he adds the human element of kidnapping, of romance, of violence. The whole Arjuna story is because human beings on this planet like to see such photographs, like such movies of hearing about kidnapping, the whole adventure. And Lord Krishna knows, since I am the middle element there, I am the person involved there, that is very purifying. Because when Krishna is there, then the whole katha can take you beyond all the three gunas, can liberate you from all the material bondage. Srila Prabhupada writes another thing in the purport. He says, when Parikshit Maharaj was asked that why punish Kali and not kill Kali? Only if it relates to Krishna, tell me the whole movie. Tell me the whole scene. Show me these pictures if it relates to Krishna. What did he say? Prabhupada writes, Krishna is the purifying ingredients in all matters, regardless of what they are. In the mundane world, so we may go and click photographs and have selfies and posted everything on the Facebook and everything, etc. Srila Prabhupada writes, in the mundane world, everything is impure due to its being a product of the three modes of three mundane qualities. Because in sattva, rajo, guna, tainted, it is impure. But the purifying agent is Krishna. So same thing which we are doing, we are going to Kashmir, we are going to Punjab, we are going and acting like that culture to create it exciting and worth sharing with our relatives. Krishna also comes here and make it worth sharing with humans, he adds that element. And that's why his Leela Shakti bewilders Arjuna. And Arjuna is fully distracted for Subhadra, and the word which is mentioned here is Kame Nati Baliyasa. And somebody reads, oh, look at that. Passionate desire, heart trembled, no peace, meditating only on her. There is no other meditation. Arjuna is meditating only on Subhadra. Where gone those verses? Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyaji Imam Namaskaro. Of course, that comes later in the conversation, but where is the meditation on Krishna? Whole meditation is on Subhadra. Because Krishna has covered with Leela Shakti to create that human element there. But the purifying element is Krishna. And Prabhupada writes, there are many topics in Bhagavatam about sociology, politics, economics, cultural affair. So somebody may like politics. We have whole Shamantakmani. The whole politics is created there. Economics, cultural affairs, the whole cultural thing, even the cultural thing like dog, how to treat a dog, that is mentioned. So all this are mentioned, but the purifying agent is Shri Krishna. And that's how Shri Krishna makes all this Leela go around in this world. And then we see the whole point, since we're talking about Leela Shakti, right? How Lord Leela Shakti bewilders people. Now here two are bewildered. Lord Balaram, Lord Balaram, who is supposed to be omniscient, cannot recognize Arjun. That he is in disguise, such a perfect disguise. And Arjun is fully distracted, cannot honor Balaram's hospitality. Leela Shakti can actually distract someone. Then I was thinking, another point to share, how Leela Shakti actually bewilders many, many devotees currently in ISKCON also, or in our life, contemporary life. Leela Shakti bewilders. Few past times of Srila Prabhupada I was reading, and I was thinking, wow, this is really bewildered, absolutely. And this is again bewilderment to come to Krishna, but completely bewildered. Distracted, I would not say bewildered, but here the distracted word is there. I like this word. Arjuna was too distracted to appreciate the Lord's gracious hospitality. I was reading the pastime, two pastimes I was reading. One was the Juhu project, how the Juhu project came up. And it is wonderfully explained by Sasarup Maharaj in Lilamrit that how devotees get completely covered up with that passion to serve Shri Krishna, to serve Srila Prabhupada, spiritual master. They were all staying in Malabar Hill.
Now Malabar Hill is like, okay, very posh area, opulent area, wonderful. Everything is great. And they were staying for several months, almost a year or something. And they're feeling quite settled, wonderful. Now many life members are there. Yahi mandir ban jayega, yahi pe sab opulence chalega, yahi prachar hoega, everything. We will have nice accommodation, nice prasad, everything will go. Wonderful programs, big houses, everything will go great. No tapasya. And actually prospects were very great because people were offering. Everybody was looking for a land to help Swamiji. But Krishna had read Swamiji's mind from 1965 when he had desired that land in Juhu at one time while going for a walk. Let's have this land. And then this Mr. N offers come and I want to offer this land. And he said, wow, that's the land I desired at one point of time. And this Mr. N offered and Srila Prabhupada just holds on to the proposal. And he tells his disciple. And Prabhupada is going all these places, traveling by car, finding out which land. But no land is coming, proper proposal is not coming. Then what? He just holds on to it. We must have that land. And disciples are having a hard time convincing that Srila Prabhupada is such a nice. We will just wait for some time. We will get something in Malabar Hill. What's wrong? Just wait for... No, we should get that place. And that place is far, like a whole forest there, a whole village there. It's far from city. Who will come there? And kind of infested with all kind of various variety of species there. Lot of tapasya, no support, no proper travel, no proper food, no proper accommodation. At this point, devotees are thinking, no, it's not possible. And Prabhupada somehow convinces, you must go there. And they start saying there. And in fact, when they find it too challenging, Srila Prabhupada, they come to Srila Prabhupada. It's just not possible. I think Tamal Krishna Maharaj says, it's not possible for us. And Srila Prabhupada says, do you not want purification? Do you not want to get purified? That was like, as we say, final Brahmastra. Oh, yes, we want to get purified. They all went aside. Now, although they surrendered to Srila Prabhupada, and the fruit of surrender should be pleasing apparently, but all problems started after that. And I'll just focus on one small thing of the whole past time. When all the problems started and Mr. N filed a whole case and they had court case running and finally Mr. N died also. And then after that things were quite silent, they had already built up a small shed, a small temple structure, temporary structure, and the Radha Rasbihari was staying there. Now at this point, devotees could have, somehow, okay, things are ours now. But then Mrs. N one day suddenly gets into action and sends a whole demolition, demolish the whole structure there, which is absolutely against the authorities, the municipal, the government orders. And she sends police officers who are paid by her or something like that, and they all come and start demolishing and catching women by their hairs and dragging it. One description is there. Three men are dragging a devotee woman from the altar and taking her out by the hairs. And that time I was thinking, after all these months of struggle, these devotees could have said, we already told Swamiji what price we will have to pay. And he told we have to build. They could have absolutely gone against Swamiji at that point. Because problem after problem after problem, no sign of success. But that is the time when not even a tinge, not even a thought of distraction came in their mind that why Swamiji did that. In fact, they became more violent, more aggressive, more passionate. This is where exactly, somebody come with logic, it doesn't make sense, but when Leela Shakti of Lord covers, when the love for spiritual master covers, then you forget logic. And absolutely logically it was not making sense because they were seeing only defeat. They went once, and I was thinking some of the ladies, not one, not two, few of the ladies were dragged by the police. It is mentioned there. And this was the police who was supposed to offer them protection. And none of these disciples were getting bewildered. They were not at all losing their Shraddha, their faith in the midst of all these difficulties. And then after that, they go one step ahead. They open a hole. One of their big supporters offered his whole office to them. I think in south somewhere. And the whole office is dedicated from morning 6 a.m. to right 9 p.m. working on getting contacts, supports, life members, donors to help them get out this Mrs. N's case out of the Juhu property. They got completely impassioned. They were not ready to move out of Malabar Hill because it was perfect. Support was there. In Juhu there was no support, but the love of spiritual master completely overwhelmed them and they went into this passion. And another story, I was reading about Tamal Krishna Maharaj when he wanted to take sannyas. That was another thing. It entered so much, that idea of taking sannyas. So when actually Lord's Shakti captures someone, then the idea that makes somebody so mad that nothing can... He was just married for 1 year. And all the ladies, all the devotees were upset where this idea came of sannyas. And his madness was to such an extent, he would go sit in Srila Prabhupada's room every day morning, sing Mangalarti prayers and sit there silently as a rebellion, why you are not giving me sannyas? And this happened day after day after day, just sit there silently as a rebellion of loving surrender. And Srila Prabhupada said, how can you give sannyas? Your wife will suffer so much. She's just a young lady, married 1 year back, and how can you give sannyas? This will be injustice to her. And Prabhupada, when it entered into his mind, you can't shake him. And that's how we see, when devotee, when Krishna's Shakti attacks, then you can't shake a devotee. Then you can't move him. We were discussing the teacher's training course, you know, some teachers were getting trained and somebody quoted, I think one devotee quoted a nice quote. He says, 90% conviction, 10% communication. He said, we may talk, you know, what are the preaching skills you have and this, but he didn't say that, but I was thinking this quote makes so much sense. If somebody has conviction, 90% conviction, you don't need to teach him communication skills, it just goes. You don't have to learn, you know, how to express and how to have your facial expression and how to sit and how not to walk. It just goes automatically. Tamal Krishna Maharaj had such conviction. One day, Shamasundar Prabhu told, now Prabhupada was seriously considering not to give him sannyas. But then seeing Tamal Krishna Maharaj's, you know, how he was completely overwhelmed and distracted by that Shakti. He was so distracted that what Prabhupada was giving GVC only to grahasthas and sannyasis were supposed to travel. Now he was a GVC that time. For India he was representing that part under Prabhupada. So in a GVC meeting, when everybody was sitting inside Prabhupada's room, because all the grahasthas were sitting as GVC managers, although he was also a grahastha that time, he took a seat outside. And everybody was thinking, wow, he's so humble. So all the disciples were thinking. But he was not humble. He was indicating to Prabhupada, now I am no more a GVC. I am already a sannyasi. He was so passionate in his desire to take sannyas. Srila Prabhupada understood. And one day he was dictating letter to Shamsundar Prabhu and he wrote in letter to Brahmanand Prabhu in Africa, in Nairobi, that you will have to come to India because it looks like Tamal Krishna would have to take sannyas. Now you know when the spiritual master tells something to a servant and servant is writing about something, then servant goes and tells that devotee, you know something was written about you. So here Shamsundar Prabhu, you know, he tells Tamal Krishna Prabhu that time, he says, you know Prabhupada wrote that you are going to take sannyas. He took that hint. He said, this means Prabhupada is already thinking about it. From that point, Prabhupada was going to Jaipur. He immediately packed up everything. He told his wife, give me 3 volumes of my Prabhupada's first canto, which I have signed by Prabhupada. And wife understood, something is wrong. Kuch to dal mein kala hai. He said, and then she said, you are not coming back, looks like. He said, no, I am coming back. He took it and ran away. And he went to Jaipur. And Jaipur, in the middle of this whole Pandal program, and at the end of Pandal, there's this whole slideshow going on. Prabhupada is sitting at the back. And Prabhupada calls Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj sits next to him. And Prabhupada says, look, it's very difficult. You are thinking about sannyas, your wife will suffer so much. Now, somebody who is passionate about serving Krishna, all arguments are ready. He said, difficulty will now come or come later. Better let it come now, why come later? Someday I have to take sannyas. Prabhupada understood. Prabhupada said, but that means lot of preparation. Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, all preparation is done. Danda is ready, dress is ready, tomorrow we can have ceremony. Prabhupada said, okay fine, tell everyone tomorrow ceremony. And that's how sannyas was done. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked, so what would you like to do now?
such passionate. Imagine, this is again when somebody internal potency, you know, daivi prakriti ashrita, when that covers up, nothing else is visible. Arjun could not see the hospitality of Balaramji, Tamal Krishna. He could not see any other hospitality or the concern of the society. Okay, this is what I have to achieve. And then Prabhupada said, what would you like to do? And you know that verse is there, etam cha, how does it goes? Aham tarishyami, you know. Anyway, he said, now I will, so in that fearless mood, he said, now I will travel city to city without any assistance and just preach. Sri Prabhupada said, no, it will not work like that. You take an assistant with you because you will need lot of help, lot of work has to be done. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj is thinking, so now I have taken sannyas. Sannyas means preaching like Srila Prabhupada. Sannyas means going and smashing the philosophy. Sannyas means making others sannyasi. Sannyas means also giving pain to somebody's wife like that. And somebody, he's saying, so much surrender will be required, so much sacrifice will be required, so many people will have to make devotees. He's passionate about achieving his desires. So when somebody is covered by Shakti, so we should not think Arjuna here is acting like a mundane person under the effect of passion or mundane lust, but is covered by special Shakti where he is mad to attain Subhadra and create this human adventure so that we can click those videos, click those selfies and show to the whole human society. Look at this, you love it? But the main purifying element in this is Shri Krishna. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.